WCNO, Palm City.
Who is like you, Lord? for thee. shake me up and set me free. If you're feeling old and you want to feel brand new, lift up your hands and raise your voices too. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. Sing to the Lord and praise Him now. Let it work through you. There's such a healing when you worship Him. Kick your devil out and let your Yeshua in. Let the Holy Spirit show you what to do. It's a revelation that the Lord's in you. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. Come on, sing to the Lord. Praise Him now. Hallelujah. 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 Sing to Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Yeah. Sing a little higher. Well, sing to Messiah. And it will make you strong. But don't believe the lies that all you need is you. Greater is the King that wants to be in you. Sing to the Lord, sing out loud. Lift up the Lord with a mighty shout. Come on, sing to the Lord and praise Him now. Hallelujah.
until the stars fade from the sky.
I'm not afraid to Jesus is right here now. Lord, you are with me until the reapers come down. Together.
Receive my sacrifice, He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
He is beauty for the blind man, riches for the poor. He is friendship for the world ignores. He is pasture for
and we are in for a pleasurable moment. I want to welcome the first surviving the first surviving victim that came into WCNO as an intern. Aiden Grigion, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. And, you know, we've been looking forward to this all week. And, you know, your father's in here. So, you know, he's been teaching me all he knows. And now you've been away to school, so you probably know more than all of us. And I've got a really tough job for you to do today.
All right, sounds good. What you got for me?
Well, we have a candidate that is applying for internship here, and her name is Chelsea, and Chelsea is in the studio, and so, you know, she's right here, and she's pretty brave, and she's willing to take any questions we present to her.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, Chelsea, how's it going?
I'm good.
That's good. So what brings you to WCNO?
Well, my dad has been listening to this station for a long time, and he would go on drives for work. And so he remembered this place, and my mom called in to see if they needed any help.
That's pretty amazing. That's a pretty good reason to want to come and join and be a part of it.
Yeah.
I think I roped Aiden into listening to this station as well, probably most of his life.
Did you really?
I'm sure that was part of it. It was on in the car at the time.
Definitely how it started.
Yep. Mm.
So Aiden, where are you and what are you doing? I all I know is you're in some big fancy school. I've seen pictures, you've sent me videos, and all I know is you're producing movies or something. What's up?
I'm in Woodland Park, Colorado. I go to Karis Bible College up here, and it is an absolutely amazing campus. If you've ever heard of Pikes Peak, we got a beautiful view of it from the campus. I absolutely love it out here.
And they just got snow, I think. Didn't you guys get snow the other day?
Come on.
Yeah. We did get snow the other day. It snowed for about a half hour, melted within less than, it melted as it landed. And then Pike's Peak is still has snow on it. And it's one of the most beautiful views ever. I really, really enjoy that for sure.
All right. So now I want Chelsea to help me out now. Chelsea, why don't you just, you know, ask him some questions. Why did he come to WCNO? Yeah. You have some questions. She's full of questions, I can tell.
So how old were you when you started?
What was that? Sorry.
How old were you when you started?
I believe I was 16, right? I was 15 or 16.
Seems right.
15 or 16.
Yeah, that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what? Come on, Chelsea, ask some questions. You have some questions now. It's putting you all on the spot.
What was your favorite thing to do here?
Favorite thing? Probably talking to the employees, to the people on air, being able to be a part of something bigger than myself. It was truly, it was an amazing experience and something I remember very, very fondly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you take anything with you to college from here?
Probably. The biggest thing is that I can do more than I thought possible with God's help.
That's awesome. Now, Chelsea, she's here for prayer and share. I'm trying to remember. Did you get to participate in any of those?
I did. I believe I got to catch one before I moved out here.
Uh-huh. So what did you think about that? I mean, I don't know. I think Chelsea's being worked too hard here. I'm not sure. But what advice do you have for her? You know, we don't want to overload her.
Probably stay hooked up to God, you know. Just listen and do your best to quiet yourself when you can and just hear.
Okay, thank you.
And if you're driving right now, you should stop what you're doing. Please pull over. Don't crash into anybody. But you need to call 772-221-1100 or text WCNO to 24365.
Yes.
And let us know what you're able to help out this week with.
Absolutely, with fundraising. Aiden, one of the things we've been talking about is that we have vision to see a younger generation that God is at work in your lives raised up to be able to take over some of these tasks, because for some reason, some people think we're getting older, and that doesn't seem to happen to young people. They seem to stay young a long time. But, you know, that's on our heart, that it's important for us to do that. What do you have to say about that? What would you say to our listeners today? How important is it that a ministry like this is sustained, a college like you're in is sustained, that somebody helps cover the cost so that it can be there?
It's extremely important. Not only is it important for the community, but it's also important for the young people that you're going to be ministering to. And even if they're there just to be able to learn how to help and have a servant's heart, that's an amazing, amazing way to be able to minister to people.
Well, Aiden, the only problem I had with you coming in here is that you were at 16 more capable than I am. So, you know, that was a little bit of a struggle for me to deal with, because you were just so with it. And the only thing, you didn't ask Chelsea how old she is.
I did not. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Wow. They got you in there young. That's good training. That's good for you.
Now, Aiden, you have to ask her some tough questions because you haven't challenged her yet.
Okay. What do you see yourself doing in the future as a part of this ministry or pertains to outside? What do you see God has for you in the future?
I definitely think that he wants me to do something that involves communicating with people. Because I'm more of like a social person, even though it's very hard to tell. But yeah, I've always been good at talking to people.
Oh, what did I miss?
I would say that's one of Aiden's forte. In fact, anything that we did, and I can attest to the fact that I'd say, like, how was that event? He goes, oh, it was great. What was so great about it? I liked hanging out with the people. This kid is a quintessential people person. And he loves it. And really, God uses that so well. And he really just has a love for people, a love for God. So he's doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I can encourage you in that a little bit. If you have any unction that way, God will use it.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
So, Aiden, what do you have to say to all of our listeners to encourage them to give big time?
Well, I would say that give unto God with a joyful heart, and he is always, always wants to give you more than God outgives you. The more you give, the more God has the opportunity to bless you in your life. And I would encourage you to do it through this ministry. And if you can't, well, then pray. See if you can volunteer or help to do your part. It's really an amazing way that when we invest, God has a tendency to increase it more than we can ask, think, or imagine.
I think that was pretty well said. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the phone number, Aiden?
772-221-1100.
1100. Look.
Hey, he's a natural.
Dad, did you send it to him?
No, he actually called in on his own. He had it.
He had the number. Yeah. That is awesome. That is awesome. All right. We do have a donation coming in. It is a one-time pledge from Joseph in West Palm Beach. I hope you meet your total amount today. Thank you, Joseph. That's awesome. $50 coming in. And so we are very thankful for that. So, Aiden, tell me what God's saying to you. What's God speaking into your life at this point?
It has been so much recently, but I think one of the main verses that I've gotten is Hebrews 1:13, which says something to the effect of, but to which of the angels has God ever said, sit at my right hand while I make your enemies your footstool? And in context, it's talking about ministering spirits and angels and whatnot, and how that relates to Jesus and us. And so I think it's really amazing that God would take care of us so much that he would sit us at his right hand and then make our enemies his footstool without us having to do anything. You know, I think there's definitely work that we have to do, but I think it's an amazing part that God takes care of us no matter what.
I like that a lot. That's awesome. That's awesome. So you were here when you were 15, 16, something like that. Does that mean that you're a little older now?
I am 19 years old now.
19.
Wow. He's all grown up.
All grown up. Yeah. So what was the toughest question you asked Chelsea? I may have missed it because somebody came in the studio.
Oh, no, you're good. I asked her what does God have for her life, even in the ministry or just in the future? What does she see that God has for her?
Ah, and I missed that response. What was that response?
I wasn't too sure right now, but I'm thinking that he wants me to do something social.
Oh, okay. So that's where the social came from. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And did you find out what instruments she plays?
I did not. What instruments do you play, or instrument?
The guitar, the ukulele.
Very cool.
Hmm. I sing in the shower. So I don't know. It's the same.
But
yeah,
she does.
It's very quiet too.
Yeah.
Chelsea also has produced a book. Her first book is out, and it's on poetry. And did you bring some poetry with you?
It's in the office.
What's it out there for? We're on air right now. We need that. We're going to need that. You know, Aiden, there's one thing what do we have? We have some. Okay. We have a donation coming in that Chelsea's going to read, Aiden, so just stand by here. Let's see what she's got.
We have a $100 donation from Louise, and that's my grandma.
Louise is your grandma. Yay!
Yes,
yes.
Thank you, Louise.
Yeah. All right, do we have a little poetry? You going to share some poetry with us?
And you need to call in if you're listening to us right now, 772-221-1100, or text 24365, text WCNO to the number 24365, and let us know what you're able to help out with today. So looks like Chelsea is going to read some poetry.
Yeah, of course I want her to read her own poetry. What?
She's trying to get me to read it.
Phone number again, 772-221-1100. And listen, this really is, I trust that all of you who are listening today, a lot of you have children of your own, you have grandchildren, some of you have great-grandchildren, understand how important it is that the church is populated by young people who have a passion for God.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden, when you first talked to me about coming into the station, And you were the first one, and I never had really thought about someone 15, 16 years old coming into the radio station and hanging out with us, seeing what we do and seeing how it works. But it was a most wonderful experience, and I've kind of been able to monitor a little bit what's going on. You haven't sent me any report cards yet, so I haven't seen those. But, see, I was waiting for Chelsea to ask you that. How are your grades going? You know, where are you ranking in your class? You know,
they let him back in.
So they let him back in. That's a good thing. But, I don't want to show you my report card either. But anyway, one of the things I really have liked, Aiden, that you continue to exhibit is a passion for God. And also, you are willing to work your way as you're in school. You're pretty busy, aren't you? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm a little busy right now. I work at Walmart up here in Woodland Park, and I do my technical position is an advanced volunteer with a film company that runs out of Carrots, and I've been able to help in certain projects and commercials and volunteering in my local church. And so on top of school, of course, and so just keeping up with all that has been a busy season of my life for sure.
I can say as a parent, I mean, I don't know how he's turned out as well as he has. I can't say that it's any credit to myself. I would maybe credit his mother, but I mean, he is the child that anybody would want. He's a wonderful, wonderful boy, and he works really hard at everything he does. And one of the things that's a result of that is he's gotten favor in this film company, and was a part of a film that they had done for a production that they had done for 4th of July. And so it was about soldiers and, you know, just redemption through that. And he was shot. How many times did you get shot for that take?
I got shot twice.
But how many takes did it take you to get shot?
And I fell over for that scene probably 50, 60 times.
Wow.
He was all bruised up on his side. I mean, no, but he's doing something that he loves. And he's really giving himself to it. So. Yeah. I can see some of that in you, just, you know, putting yourself out there and being willing to do what's in front of you. It's really great.
That's awesome. So, Aiden, really, you did, you broke the ice, you broke the water, you know. So when Chelsea came along and she met with our team along with her mom, we're like, you know, God's doing a fresh thing, and there's not